From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. And now, your comments.
On Friday, I talked with our political commentators, David Brooks and E.J. Dionne, about the shifting dynamics of the presidential race. David said that both candidates are guilty of running dishonest campaign ads, and he cited a new Obama ad claiming that McCain can't use a computer.
Well, that prompted numerous emails, such as this one from Ted Hocko of Grand Rapids, Michigan. He writes, "Nobody said John McCain couldn't use the internet except John McCain. The Obama campaign merely brought it to everyone's attention. Please ask Mr. Brooks to correct himself the next time he's on your show."
McCain has, in fact, described himself as illiterate when it comes to computers.
And we got lots of positive feedback to our co-host Melissa Block's feature about Sidney Torres. He's a New Orleans man who's become a local celebrity for getting into the garbage business after Katrina, when other trash companies were pulling out.
I love where I'm from, and I know that they're going to come back, and the resiliency of the people, they will repopulate and get back in the area if they see someone else kind of helping, making a change and trying to help bring it back.
We got this from Ben Joseph of Portland, Oregon. "Finally, an uplifting story about New Orleans, even if it was about garbage service. I get so tired of depressing stories from post-Katrina New Orleans that I've taken to changing the dial when they begin. I get it, it's become this country's little piece of the third world, but I would appreciate more stories such as this one about things that are improving and or actually working. Thanks."
You're very welcome. And we thank you for sending us your comments, especially when you tell us how to pronounce your name and where you're writing from.
And you can do all those things at our website, npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the top of the page.